3/4 of Floridians voted for Amendment 1 last year. The constitutional mandate requires the state to spend a third of document stamp tax money on conservation. But lawmakers earmarked some of the revenue for salaries, water treatment projects, and management, which have separate funding sources already outlined. Some lawmakers also argue the real percentage of people who support Amendment 1 is much lower because voter turnout was low when it was approved. The Northeast Florida Land Trust Jim McCarthy says that doesn't make sense.
If you take that argument to its logical extension, then none of our representatives or state senators or the governor should be in office because such a small percentage of the total population actually voted for it.
McCarthy says this year alone, the trust has used state funds and donations to buy, restore, and manage thousands of acres of habitat.
We're about to close, as a matter of fact, on 2,551 acres of marshland in the Nassau River.
But McCarthy says that success was won despite receiving limited cash from Amendment 1. In fact, he says, lack of funds has caused more than a few land deals to fall through.
We've lost six projects that we had on our radar that we were working with six owners of significant land in and around the Timaquan in particular that were willing to sell to us if we had the money.
A Leon County judge is now mulling a lawsuit by a coalition of environmental groups who share McCarthy's position on Amendment 1. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.